Hello.
Hi, my name is Joyce, and I was giving you a return call from customer support. How can I assist you this evening?
I have a charge on my statement that came in, and I'm trying to figure out what this is for. What do you folks sell?
We happen to be a third-party call center, sir. We do act as customer service for multiple companies who happen to be
Oh.
online merchants and vendors. I can assist you by starting off getting your zip code to see if I can locate you in my system.
Okay, 98198.
I do thank you for that information. And what would be your first and last name, please?
Molotov Pauling.
What was it, sir?
Molotov Pauling.
Can you spell that for me, please?
Sure. Molotov, as in Victor, Pauling, Paulin.
Okay, sir. I've got you. It was down at the end. And I, for security purposes, sir, verify your shipping address for me.
2003 South 216th Street, suite number 13413.
All righty. Give me one second to open this account to see as to who is billing you.
Sure.
Alrighty, sir. I did locate this account for you back on the November the 11th. I do see where you paid $8.25. That was the shipping and handling to receive a Stealth Elite drone. I do see also you paid $29.99, and that was the shipping and handling, and I do believe for the second drone, to receive the second
Okay.
drone. Both of these
Okay.
items, they happen to have been welcoming gifts to becoming a part of what is called the Factory Direct Savings Store, which is an online web gadget store. And it does
Okay.
advise you that you would be billed a membership fee 48 hours later after signing up to become a member of that Factory Direct Savings Store. Now, also by being enrolled as a member, it did download a $125 voucher into your email that you use at this time. Each month that you are enrolled as a member, they would download this voucher for you to be able to go online to the Factory Direct Savings Store and make purchases of consumer gadgets. But they also would bill you a membership fee for being enrolled in that store as well.
Okay. The drones I accept. The membership fee I'll decline on that though.
All righty,
So
so I
how
can
do I
go
go
ahead.
about
Yeah,
how do
I
I
can.
go about canceling that?
Alrighty, well, I can go ahead and get you canceled out of this. The
Oh, okay.
cancellation on that will take effect immediately. Please give me a minute to make the notation on that.
Sure thing. I'm glad it prompted my call because I looked at it on my statement. It didn't specify who it was or what it was, and I'm going like, "What is this for the cost?" And that's how come it prompted my call. But yeah, the drones I accept for sure because I ordered those.
All righty.
But I don't want any continuing membership though.
Okay, well, I've gone ahead and gotten you canceled out of that. The cancellation on that does take effect immediately, sir. And I do
Sure
have your
thing.
cancellation number available. Please let me know when you're ready to write that down.
Okay, hold on one second here. Let me get. Now, make sure my pen is functioning. Okay, I'm ready.
All righty, and that will be C as in Charlie, and that is 262. 638-257. Is there anything else I can assist you with?
No, that's it. Let me give you a read back to make sure I got this correct. It's C as in Charlie, 262-638-257.
That is correct. Is there
All right,
anything
I got it.
Else I can assist you with?
You have been a tremendous help. I appreciate your effort there.
I do. You're welcome, sir. And I do thank you for calling customer support. Please have a great evening.
You do the same. Have a great holiday, too.
Same to you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.